Hello, and thank you for downloading this Mansion Inglés podcast, recorded for January 2010. Happy New Year to all of you and your families. Wow, another year, 2011. Time passes so fast. Time flies. El tiempo pasa volando. En el nivel básico este mes, hemos tenido vocabulario del viaje. Escucha algunas palabras en español e intenta decir la traducción en inglés antes que lo digo yo. Luego, repite las palabras para practicar la pronunciación. ¿Ready? ¿Listos? Recepción. Reception. Habitación individual. A single room. I'd like a single room, please. Habitación doble. A double room. A double room for 3 nights. Planta baja. The ground floor. It's on the ground floor. El ascensor. The lift. Lift es en el inglés británico. ¿Sabes cómo se dice ascensor en el inglés americano? Elevator. Repeat. Elevator. Excuse me, where's the elevator? Excuse me, where's the lift? Registrarse. To check in. Excuse me, I'd like to check in. Where can I check in, please? La llave. The key. Could I have the room key? Bolsas, equipaje. Bags. These are my bags. Servicio de habitaciones. Room service. Do you have room service? Is there room service? Pagar y marcharse. To check out. When do we have to check out? What time do we have to check out? Deletrear. To spell. Can you spell your name, please? How do you spell that? Firmar. To sign. Please sign here. Por favor, firme aquí. Would you sign here, please? En el diálogo del hotel, el recepcionista dice, "Here's your key. It's room 396 on the third floor." The third floor, la tercera planta. Third es un número ordinal. Escucha y repite más números ordinales en inglés. One, first. Two, second. Three, third. Four, fourth. Five, fifth. Six, sixth. Seven, seventh. Eight, eighth. Luego añadas th, th, al final de cada número. Nine, ninth, ten, tenth, etc. Hasta el 20. 20, 20th. 21, 21st. 22, 22nd. 23, 23rd. Los difíciles son los primeros tres. First, second, third. Repeat. First, second, third. Los demás terminan en TH. Escucha y repite las frases del ejercicio de gramática. Nota la pronunciación de las contracciones. Where's he from? Where is? Where's? Where's he from? What's that? What's? What is? What is that? What's that? It's a key. It is a key. It's a key. Holland, Greece, and Portugal are European countries. European countries. Are European countries. Holland, Greece, and Portugal. Holland, Greece, and Portugal are European countries. Is she David's girlfriend? David's girlfriend. La S en David's no es una contracción. Es la S posesivo. La novia de David, David's girlfriend. Is she? Is she David's girlfriend? What does she do? Do. She do. What does she do? She's a housewife. She's. She is. She's. She's a housewife. She's a housewife. What does she do? She's a housewife. I really like listening to rap music. Rap music. Listening to. Nota la preposición con el verbo listen. Listen to. Like listening to. I like listening to rap music. I really like listening to rap music. Really es para intensificar. I like, me gusta. I really like, me gusta muchísimo. Repeat. I really like listening to rap music. My girlfriend's angry. My girlfriend is angry. Girlfriend's angry. My girlfriend's angry. I'm always late. Late. Always late. I'm always late. I usually go to work on foot. On foot. Go to work. Go to work on foot. I usually go to work on foot. She can't speak English very well. Very well. Speak English. Estas dos palabras se juntan. No se dice speak English, se dice speak English. Repeat. Speak English. Speak English very well. She can't. She cannot. She can't. She can't speak English very well. She can't speak English very well. In the intermediate section this month, we studied some prepositions. Prepositions can be difficult in English because sometimes they're different from the Spanish translation. The good news is, if you make a mistake with a preposition, people will probably still understand you. But of course, you want to get it right. So listen and repeat the following prepositions of time. use at for the time of day. Precise time. At 7 o'clock. Repeat. At 7 o'clock. At noon. Noon, mediodía. At noon. At lunchtime. At 10:30. At the moment. At sunset. At midnight. Use on for days and dates. On Monday. On Fridays. On New Year's Eve. On my birthday. On the 17th of January. On Christmas Day. Use in for longer periods, for months, years, etc. In January. Repeat. In January. In 2007. In 2010. In the Ice Age. In the summer. In the 19th century. In the past. In the future. Be careful, because we do not use at, in, or on with the words last, next, every, and this. Repeat. We went to Madrid last March. She's coming back next Tuesday. We stay with my parents every Christmas. I'll call you this afternoon. In the advanced section of this month's newsletter, we practiced the passive. Listen to the following active sentences and try to change them to the passive before you hear them. Ready? They found him guilty. He was found guilty. They gave him a pair of sunglasses. He was given a pair of sunglasses. What will they pay you for making the video? What will they pay you for making the video? What will you be paid for making the video? Someone should teach that bastard a lesson. That bastard should be taught a lesson. They had denied the father access to his son. They had denied the father access to his son. The father had been denied access to his son. The father had been denied access to his son. The order will be sent to you next week. The order will be sent to you next week. You will be sent the order next week. You will be sent the order next week. They felt the CEO was doing valuable work. They felt the CEO was doing valuable work. The CEO was felt to be doing valuable work. The CEO was felt to be doing valuable work. They gave the woman artificial respiration. The woman was given artificial respiration. Someone has left me an inheritance of 200,000 euros. Someone has left me an inheritance of 200,000 euros. I have been left an inheritance of 200,000 euros. Ojalá. We must give job creation priority over everything else. We must give job creation priority over everything else. Job creation must be given priority over everything else. Job creation must be given priority over everything else. I wish they had taught me more English at school. I wish they had taught me more English at school. I wish I had been taught more English at school. I wish I had been taught more English at school. Okay, very good. Now listen and repeat these expressions and sentences from the Business English section. He's worked at BMW for nearly 7 years. Use present perfect to connect the past to the present. He started at BMW 7 years ago and he's working there now. So he's worked, or he's been working there nearly 7 years. Repeat, nearly 7 years. He's worked at BMW for nearly 7 years. 3.79. I think you say comma in Spanish, but in English it's point. Sales have risen by 6.8% this year. Repeat. Sales have risen by 6.8% this year. After mind, don't mind, doesn't mind, etc., use a gerund, un gerundio. I don't mind. No me importa. No me molesta. He doesn't mind helping you. No se dice to help. Repeat. I don't mind helping you. I don't mind helping you. Do you mind meeting at 6? Do you mind meeting at 6? Do you mind meeting at 6? He doesn't mind eating Chinese food. He doesn't mind eating Chinese food. He demanded to see the manager. After the verb demand, we use an infinitive. I demand to see the manager. I demand to receive a refund. I demand to talk to your supervisor. I hope to hear from you soon. After the verb to hope, use an infinitive. With most verbs that refer to the future, we use an infinitive after the verb intend, for example. I intend to meet with him as soon as I can. Another verb is to plan. To plan usually speaks about the future, future plans. So, infinitive. I plan to go to New York. Another verb is expect, to expect. I expect to hear from them soon. Repeat. I expect to hear from them soon. I'll look into this. The phrasal verb to look into means examinar or investigar algo. The police are looking into the death of her husband. My boss is looking into my request for a rise in salary. To grow, G-R-O-W, is a verb. It means crecer. The noun is growth, G-R-O-W-T-H. There's been steady growth in sales. Repeat. There's been steady growth. There's been dramatic growth. There's been little growth. I suggest postponing our meeting until next week. After the verb suggest, use a gerund. Repeat. I suggest sending him an email. He suggests selling the car. I didn't catch that means I didn't understand or I didn't hear. Repeat. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. An extension is an internal telephone number. When you call a large company, you may have to give an extension number. For example, can I have extension 395, please? Can you put me through to extension 438, please? You can say, I'm afraid I don't see your point, to disagree formally and politely with someone. Repeat. I'm afraid I don't see your point. I'm sorry, I don't see your point. Well, that's it for this month. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to visit our online shop, where you can find our Business English CD, our First Certificate CD for the Cambridge FCE exam, our audio CDs, and special packs to save you money. Just go to the mansioninglaise.com webpage and click on the CDs on the right side of the homepage. You can also follow us on Twitter. Just search for Mansion Twit. And don't forget to join our growing community of students and teachers on our Facebook fan page. Search Facebook for La Mansión del Inglés. Thanks again, and we'll see you next month. Bye! The music in this month's podcast was by Revolution Void. The album was The Politics of Desire, and the track was Outer Orbit. Also, music by Azrak, the track Below the Arctic Circle. Creative Commons license from Jamendo.com.